Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
We are super excited to announce our next cohort of our Merry Body Yoga teacher training. It's in March 2024. So if you've been thinking about doing your yoga teacher training, or perhaps you'd like to know a little bit more information about this, our waitlist is now open, and I've popped the link to join the waitlist in the show notes. So our teacher training is completely online, and it's 100% approved with the Yoga Alliance, meaning once you are certified with us, you can teach all over the world, online and in real life, and know that this is a recognized qualification. It's been such an amazing thing to watch our current cohort get certified, graduate, and really just watch their lives completely transform. It's been an honor and just such a journey for us and them. So I can't wait for our second cohort in March 2024. So hop on the wait list if this sounds like you. All right, let's get into the episode. Welcome to episode 393. We are really excited about this episode, this idea of handling the sense of underachievement. So let's ponder this. Handling the sense of underachievement begins with acknowledging your feelings without judgment. We need to recognize that success is subjective and multifaceted, and that everyone's path is unique. It's crucial to set realistic and personalized goals, understanding that comparison, and I'm going to underline that, understanding that comparison with others can be a trap, as it often leads to overlooking your own progress and accomplishments. Did we hear that? Comparison with others is a trap. Okay, so we need to practice self-compassion, and we need to focus on our own growth areas, embracing failures and setbacks as opportunities for learning and development. It's important that we seek feedback and support from others, but most importantly, it's important that we redefine our sense of achievement in terms of personal development, fulfillment, and the impact that you make, rather than the external validation or societal standards that we all face. So how do we handle this sense of underachievement? Now, we're excited because we've actually got action steps to talk about and how to actually handle it.
Yeah. And I mean, just listening to that, I feel like that's a great step in how to handle it. Just put this on, play
just
this,
read
remind
that.
Yourself. Yeah. Read that. Put Carla in your ears and listen to that again and again. Because once you listen to that, you're like, oh yeah. Like, why am I feeling so crap about myself? Hello. Remember, everyone's journey is different. Remember, I get to decide what success is, and so on and so on. So important, but also like this sense of underachievement can be so, you know, it can pop up in so many areas of life, and it can take us on a kind of spiral downwards. So it's a great thing that you acknowledge, you know, if you're listening to this and you're feeling a sense of this, it's a great step to just acknowledge it and be like, oh yeah, I feel that. So good on you if you feel you've realized you feel that. And now it's like, okay, what's the next step? I think a really great place to start is, you know, your definition of success, because so often we deem success, you know, we have this idea of success and it's from other people. It's like we get it from other people's goals. We see other people's lives. We look on social media, we read articles, or we're comparing to, like, you know, the most ultra successful people. And then, you know, we don't even give ourselves a second of, you know, appreciation at what we've achieved, because we're comparing to like the top 1% or something. So it's really important to stop and look at what you see as success and redefine it if needed.
Agree. And remembering that, like, when we do redefine it like that, we're not just saying pop a monetary goal on there. Like, that isn't just what success is. It's looking at all aspects of life. You know, it's this idea that we talked about, you know, in the introduction, that it's multifaceted, that success, it's multi-pronged. Like, look at your life, like, take a bird's eye view. Like, we're often, what did Jared say? Zoom out. Yeah. And we'll often remind ourselves to do that. Like, take a bird's eye view of this. Like, what is, like, happening as a whole? Because it's so easy to really zone in on one thing that's going wrong. Mm-hmm. And you just think, oh my God, like, this all sucks and I suck and nothing's going right. And it's really, really easy, especially, like, you know, when you are the one that needs to solve the problem.
Yeah,
it can be really overwhelming. But then sometimes it's like, take a step back, take a zoom out, and actually remember how far you've come. And wow, like, look at your life and get grateful. Like, that's a really good thing to do, you know, when we're redefining our success. But when you are redefining, I just want to make sure that you're not just being like, $1 million business. Like, let's look at other aspects. Like, maybe it's loving relationships. Maybe it's more time to do yoga, more time to surf, more time to hike, more time to do art or play music. Like, these might be your ideas of success. Maybe it's the ability to buy organic food and cook up delicious meals. You know, that's kind of what success is to you, whatever it is. Maybe it is live off the grid, live in a tiny home. I don't know, but think about it and remember that it's not just a monetary figure, that there's so many other aspects. And, you know, I was listing off like quite a lot of like material things, but there's so much more. Maybe it's having a sense of purpose, waking up with a sense of purpose every day. Like, that's a big, big success. And like, if you didn't listen to last week's episode 392 on finding your purpose and is purpose more important than money, then maybe listen to that, because that will make you realize that actually meaning is really important. So action step number one, take some time to redefine your success. Make sure your goals aren't someone else's goals.
Yes, because it's easy to accidentally catch other people's goals. So check in.
That goal.
Yes. And the next action is to embrace the journey. And yes, of course, it's a cliche. It's all about the journey, not about the destination. But it's so true, isn't it? You don't dance the dance to get to the end, as Alan Watts, he said. You do it for the sake of the dance. You do it for the sake of the actions. Like in the Bhagavad Gita, what do they say again?
Act for the sake of action itself, not for the fruits of your actions. Release the fruits of your actions. Show up and just do it. Like Nike says, just do it.
Just do it.
But it's not this idea that we're doing it to get to a place, but we're doing it for the sake of doing it.
I feel like, you know, every time we talk about that subject, it's like, oh, yeah, I forgot again.
It's really annoying
that we forget.
Yes.
Yeah. But this is why we have the podcast, so we can talk about it and remember. And maybe if you're listening, it helps you too. So important. Remembering that, you know, life is this thing that we're on, and day by day we get older, and day by day we kind of like, you know, that's the journey, right? And why would we put so much stress and misery in our lives in order to get to a destination when, you know, the magic is actually the day-to-day stuff. The magic is the life, it's the living. It's the moments that you think are nothing, like that's the life, isn't it?
The line between A and B.
You know,
like A and B are so big. Like they're so big on the piece of paper, right? Yeah. And the line is so small. But actually the line should be the big part. Like the line is the big part, because that's the important part. And, you know, listen to any person who has achieved any kind of great success in life, in inverted commas, success, because what is success, remember? Mm-hmm. But they always say, like, you know, you get to the place that you think you want to be, and then you want to be somewhere else. And, you know, you're always working towards something else, because it's in the working toward, it's in the journey that you learn the lessons and you experience life. It's like when you're there, it's like, okay, like enjoy it. Like actually, you know, take the view of the mountain in, you know, when you get to the peak, have a little look. But then suddenly you're like, oh, it's time to go down. It's time to continue.
Oh, there's another mountain.
To continue the journey. Or there's a bridge to cross. You know, there's always the next step. You don't just stay on the peak of the mountain. Like,
no.
You don't just set up camp there and all right, I'm done.
See ya.
Like we take another step. So
yeah, so true.
And like the, and then remembering that your path is not my path and my path is not Emma's path and that everyone's path is different. And we can look to Joseph Campbell for this and this idea of following your bliss. And you know, we all should enter the forest at our own unique point. Like don't follow someone else's entry into the forest because that's not your path. Like forge your own entry, open your own door, knock on your own doors, build your own doorway, whatever it is. But remember, like just because someone did it that way doesn't mean it's necessarily the way that you're going to do it. You might get some ideas, of course, and inspiration, but it's not going to look exactly the same as someone else.
Yeah, so true. The next action is to check in with those goals. Firstly, check that they're your goals and you didn't catch the goals, but also making realistic goals. Or perhaps it's like have a spectrum, have the ultra realistic and the dream big goal, and maybe you land somewhere in the middle. But I think it is really important to have realistic goals. I mean, like examples of this would be like even in business, we like to set like the goal and then the high goal, the low goal and the high goal, don't we? Is that what we call them? High, low goal. And we do this in Marybody, like with our, you know, the goal of classes you want to tick off a week. But we do this in business as well. And, you know, we've carried it across to other things in life too.
Yeah, an example of that is like with our teacher training, our first cohort, we thought,
yes,
you know, we had the high goal. We were like, oh, 20 would be really good. Like, we were like 15 to 20, like that would be amazing. And, you know, we actually got 31, 32, including our mom, but 32 in for our first cohort. And that like blew our minds. Like that was amazing. But, you know, having that high low goal of like 15 to 20 was really a great like place to kind of go toward instead of being like, you know, our first cohort thinking we're going to get 100 people and, you know, we might one day, but like the first one, probably not. Like be realistic, like, and make sure that you're setting yourself up for that level of accomplishment because 15 to 20 is a huge accomplishment.
Yes, exactly. And I think as well, you know, then it's like, I think it's all about being honest with yourself and knowing, you know, the topic area, understanding what you're working on. So, you know, if we stick to this same example with our teacher training, you know, we've been in the world of online business quite a while. So we kind of have a knowledge of like selling online. So we put all this background experience into that goal. And obviously like we surpassed it. We doubled it, which is kind of crazy. But it is good to like use that knowledge base, like not just pull numbers out of the sky or, you know, dream up a number. And if you don't have that knowledge, it's do a little research, like check what other people are doing or ask questions, ask help from someone who's doing something similar in another area or another, like a parallel kind of topic. We can gain more information without experiencing something. So I think that's really beneficial because I think sometimes in our past we've like pulled out really big numbers and then we achieve something and it's like we feel deflated and let down because we didn't reach our crazy goal. But actually like we did achieve something. We put too much expectation on ourselves and the project perhaps. So it's good to check in with that and be honest with yourself and are you being, you know, hyper, you know, one way or the other? Are you putting it your goal lower so you know, you don't let yourself down or you don't feel like a failure, but maybe that's not pushing you enough? Or are you putting it too high And is that not realistic at all? So it's good to be really honest, I think.
Yeah.
But it's also great to dream. So be realistic, but then maybe add a few extra.
Yeah, absolutely. Dream big, but then
yeah,
work out that step by step to get to that dream.
Yes,
to make that exactly. a reality. Amazing. So
yes.
the next action step, and we did allude to this in the first action step, but it's a big one and it will help you really overcome this sense of underaccomplishment, but it's practicing gratitude. So it's the practice of regularly, and we'll underline that, regularly reflecting and appreciating on what we've already accomplished and all of the positive aspects of our life. It's really, really easy, as I said before, and I'm like expert at this, of focusing on everything that's gone. I'm such a good focuser on everything going wrong. What's going wrong today? Let me point everything out.
Yes, Carla is so good at that. And I'm like, oh my gosh, here we go again. And then, you know,
she's in one of those moods.
and then I focus on everything that's going wrong. And I'm like, hang on a minute, this is not good for us. I need to change this.
But the practice of gratitude is a really good one of getting you out of this habit. So can we flip this habit and get into the practice of gratitude? Now, I always say, like, when I do go into like this kind of dark hole of focusing on everything that's going wrong, like, I'll always say, like, no, Emmy, like, I'm just being realistic. Like, I've got to point out our problems so that we can overcome them and blah, 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 blah. Yes to that. Yes, being honest with the problems. And yes, then taking action to solve the problems, putting on your overalls and doing the work, okay?
Yes.
Not just dwelling on the problems. But then gratitude, a reflective practice of gratitude can also just put you in a great frame of mind to tackle these problems because, you know, okay, we pointed out the problems. If you just keep focusing on everything that's going wrong, your mind is not going to be on your side to actually go and do something about it. Whereas if you then put gratitude on as your hat, you realize, wow, like, look how much I've already achieved. Oh, remember that moment when that was really hard, but then I got through it and I did it and I'm really proud of myself. It puts you in a really positive frame of mind to actually go and do the action that's required to solve the problems that you're facing. So gratitude is a game changer.
Yeah. And I think, like, that's something really important to discuss a bit further in that, you know, we talk about this all the time, that your thoughts and your feelings, you know, they impact your actions and that impacts the result. So if you're feeling more kind of positive and enthusiastic about overcoming the problem, then that will impact your action and perhaps it will help you overcome the problem. Whereas if you come at it from this really like fear mode and like negativity and we're all doomed, which, you know, potentially we are all doomed. But, you know, if we come at it with a different mindset, perhaps we will see the pathway to the other side a lot easier. But I think it's just also a normal thing that all us humans experience. And it's not necessarily a good thing to be ultra positive all the time either. Like, it's very healthy, I think, to have the ups and downs, not like extremes, but, you know, like, it is a dance between that. What's one of the things that is always said on that other podcast we listen to, the Founders podcast?
Oh yeah, the Founders podcast. There's like two frames of mind for the founder.
What is it again?
And it's like euphoria, fear. Euphoria and ultimate terror. Like, just like, like, so you're just like, you're either in euphoria mode or you're just in terror. And like, I can completely resonate with that. Like, whenever I hear them say that, I'm like, I know those feelings and they're really, really extreme.
And it's like, it's so awesome when you're in the euphoria mode. You're like, oh my gosh, everything is amazing. Like, how good is this? But then when that the opposite comes in and the terror, the fear, it's like this really like whoa feeling. It's so hard and extreme. And sometimes you're like, no, don't come. I don't want you. And the good thing is when you have the tools to kind of like find yourself back into the euphoria or like into a more like maybe not so one or the other. Because
like
I do believe Yeah, I feel like I have a neutral kind of position too. Yeah. And it's probably when I'm like, you know, deep into a very admin-y based task, you know, like writing or I don't know, just ticking off, you know, the regular to-dos. Like I don't really feel a sense of euphoria at those times. But sometimes when you get all your work done really fast, like mm-hmm. that is euphoric.
Yeah, it is. And sometimes it's just like, yeah, realizing you're like, you know, all these things, like they matter. And like that's kind of, you know, it all cogs together and all works together. Like that can be really inspiring.
Or like, oh my gosh, like look what we've created. Like you reflect on it and be like, whoa, like that's cool. Like, wow.
Yeah, and this is that idea of gratitude, isn't it? Because sometimes when you're so in something, like obviously you're very close to it, it becomes your norm. Whereas when you take that step out and you realize and you do take that bird's eye view and you're like, whoa, like this is not normal. Like this is not a normal way of living or life or, you know, what we've created. And so it can really help you, I guess, get into that euphoric, which can be that ultimate gratitude, can't it? Like euphoric to me is like, finding that bliss and like living in that bliss flow state. Which is just an amazing place to be. But remembering that it doesn't last forever. Nothing lasts forever. And knowing that it ebbs and flows. But when you're in the terror, it's like, do you have a rope to pull yourself out of the quicksand? And that is gratitude.
Yes, exactly.
Or a sister. Grab my hand.
Yes. Perfect.
Okay. So our last step that we have on this, you know, overcoming this sense of underachievement is a focus on continuous growth. And I really like this. I think this is so good.
Yeah, me too. This is so good. You know, it's acknowledging that, again, I think it's coming back to that whole journey thing and acknowledging that growth and learning and achieving is, you know, there's not an end point. It's ongoing and it doesn't just stop when you retire or it doesn't stop when you tick that box. It's a lifelong thing. Mm. So I think it's embracing the ups and downs. It's embracing it all as amazing experiences and acknowledging all the amazingness that you have already achieved and what is to come and being excited about opportunities.
Realizing that all of those perhaps moments where you think, oh, this is an underachievement, like that is just an opportunity for self-improvement, for learning, for growth. And, you know, once again, coming back to the podcast that we've really been loving lately, but a key, major lesson for every founder that he talks about on that podcast, like the great business people of the world, it's like there is no failure. The only failure there is if you stop. Like if you stop, if you decide like this is it, I'm done. Yeah. Whereas if you pick yourself up, dust yourself off and move forward, that's not failure. Like that is growing and that is building resilience and that is learning. Like you learn so much when things don't actually go your way.
It's so true. And sometimes those are the most, you know, profound lessons, and they're not easy lessons to learn. However, they might be the ones that actually result in your success. Mm. So we sometimes have to go through those to then come out the other side and achieve everything we've ever dreamed of achieving. So it's always good to remember that when you're in those moments, because sometimes it feels like there's no way out, but finding a meaning for that hardship can, you know, can also be one of those lifeline to get you out of it.
Absolutely. So I guess to wrap this up and to take a bit of a reflection of these action steps, you know, when you are feeling that sense of underachievement where you feel just like you've fallen flat, like let's take one of these five action steps and see if we can turn that mindset around and make a little switch or a big switch, that is. So it's all about redefining our success. Like what does success mean to you and you only? It's about embracing that journey from A to B, remembering that the line is just as important, if not more important. It's about looking at our goals and making sure that they're realistic. We're still dreaming big, but they're realistic and achievable. Maybe you take that high-low goal approach, which really works well for us. It's making sure that we practice gratitude and doing this daily, like not just in the moments where you are looking at everything that's going wrong. Like even when you feel like everything's going right, keep practicing gratitude and this focus on continuous growth, a growth mindset, realizing that sometimes the problem or the inverted commas failure is where we're actually going to learn. And, you know, this is at all stages and all ages of life. So I guess the last point is like remembering that I like this last point, like remembering that it's never too late to start something new and to achieve your dreams or reach for your dreams or decide you want to do something different. And it's never too late to redefine what happiness and success means to you. If you've been living your life and you've listened to this podcast and you realize, oh my gosh, like my definition of success has been so way off of what it truly means. Great. Like now you know, like now you know. So that is such an amazing thing.
So cool. I loved this episode. I feel like it is one to come back to. So perhaps save it in your notes, send it to the people you love. And otherwise we'll see you next week. Well, we won't see you. You'll hear us.
Yeah, I'm excited about next week's episode. We've got a brand new one coming to your ears. So leave us a review if you really loved this episode, as that really helps us find new audience members, and we would be super grateful for you to do that. Okay, have a great day.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.